Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And I'm going to tell you, this Community Connection is just a little bit different. And I'm going to tell you why, because my buddy Chase here has an event that is kind of new to my ears, but it's not new to everybody else. So tell us, what is Reformation Fest?
So Reformation Fest is on October 30th. It's in celebration of Reformation Day, which is actually on Halloween the 31st. And so we are bringing to Bartlesville at Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church, we're bringing 10 hard rock and metal bands that are Christian faith-based, along with Brian Head Welch from the multi-platinum Grammy-winning band Korn.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, we would like to make it an annual thing, so we thought we could kick it off with a bang.
There you go. And maybe he can bring in a few bushels, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, there you go.
There you go. But this is really great because when you're singing praise, you're making a joyful noise, and noise comes in all forms.
Yeah.
And this is music. This is very kind of technical music
yes.
when you get right down to it. Some folks might not understand metal. I do. And it is very intricate.
Right. Yeah. And we've got different, I mean, they span from all over. Relent, which is kind of our big co-headlining group. They're coming from San Antonio. They're on a lot of different radio stations, crossover with Christian and secular music.
Uh-huh.
But they're more of like a new metal, kind of brings back the older like 90s metal that Korn was known for. Yeah. Limp Bizkit, kind of that rap metal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Chaotic Resemblance, which really has, their vocalist is just kind of that old like Vince Neil type stuff, like very 80s kind of metal. So I mean, it's all over the place.
This is really going to be neat. Now, what's the date on this again?
It's October 30th. It's Saturday.
Oh wow. Yes. And how do we get tickets?
So you go to reformationfest.org, or you can go to Reformation Fest on Facebook and Instagram. Just click on the link in the bio. Tickets are free. We're also offering, yeah, free show. We're also offering $25 gets you a documentary and question and answering session with Brian Head Welch.
Mm-hmm.
He has a documentary called Loud Crazy Love, kind of shows his life through Korn. He left Korn for a while when he found Christ, came back. And then we're also doing VIP meet and greets as well that you can purchase online.
This is really stellar. And however you do it, in order to engage souls, this is what we do.
Yes.
And Good Shepherd, where are you located?
We are 801 Southeast Washington Boulevard, which is a lot easier to say. We are right across the street from Walmart.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Right now with construction, you've probably drove past where we're doing this show.
Yeah, just look for the pylons a little bit beyond, a little off
yes.
there to the west.
Yes.
You're going to be there.
Yes. It is an indoor event. I will tell you that.
Oh, good.
It is
good.
An indoor event. And so we'll have parking there. We can also have been allowed parking with one of the churches across the street. So don't let it show. But you do have to have a ticket to get in. You can get it on your phone, bring it. We just have to have a ticket for inside events.
Yeah, it's just for everything.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We just need to know that part. It doesn't cost you anything except for having a ticket on your phone.
It's a free event.
All right. This is really wonderful. Where'd you get the idea for this?
So I love metal. I love music. And we've gone forever without music. And it's like, let's do something fun. We're trying to think outside of the box. We're trying to be a little bit more creative at the church. We started this young adults program called The Exchange. And so I was like, let's do something that's a lot of fun. And let's bring bands in. Back in the 90s and 2000s, there was a group of Tims. They're all named Tim. And they had the warehouse. And so they had that. And Bartlesville was kind of a hotspot for Christian rock and metal music. And so we're kind of going back to that. We're bringing that back. It's been a lot of fun playing it.
Well, this is really neat. Now, you're the director of outreach when it comes to the exchange, right?
Yes.
Boy, gosh, this is something else. Now, when we think of music and everything, you're sending up words. You're sending up passion. You're sending up an attune
right.
to heaven, really. Because,
yeah.
you know, everything has a harmonic.
Right. And that was one of the other things is we do have in Bartlesville, we have a lot of opportunities for different events that we have where we bring in music. And I thought this one would be something that could maybe reach people that are kind of underserved in the community as far as music-wise. I thought it would be something different and a lot of fun. There's not a lot of rock and metal and stuff like that that happens in this town, let alone Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and think you don't have to be a Christian to come. Like, that's the cool thing about it is it's not like it's overly sold as Christian music. Like, it's things that people enjoy. You might even show up and hear songs and be like, never knew that was a Christian artist. I heard it somewhere else. Because we've got a wide array of people. It's a nationwide. I mean, we've got bands coming all the way from Wisconsin, Nashville. We've got bands all from down in Texas and everything like that. We have one local band from Tulsa, and that's really it. These are all national touring acts.
And you know, once these national touring acts get here and they see what Bartlesville's like, they're going to start, you know, they're going to stay.
Yeah, yeah, yes. We'll have some locals next time.
Well, it's a wonderful town, and it's great that Good Shepherd is hosting this because, you know, wow. I mean, I'm just kind of blown away that this is happening here.
Everybody that I've said something to, they're like, and it's happening at there? And I'm like, yeah, it's happening there. And like, that's where we're having it. That's who's helping us. They've been really great with the whole idea of it. They've blessed it. They've done everything that they can. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're also got chances to get two signed guitars from Head. He's given us, through ESP Guitars, sent us two guitars. If you get a VIP ticket, you're automatically put into a drawing for that, and then we're also got other ways for you to have the opportunity to win the second one.
Okay, now what do we go to a website? Do we go to the Facebook page in order to get all this information?
Yes, you can go to the Facebook page, which is Reformation Fest. You can go to the Instagram, which is Reformation Fest.
Oh, on the gram.
Yes, or you can go to reformationfest.org. All of them will send you there. That's where you can find the tickets. Is there.
That is just amazing. Again, the lineup for the folks who didn't catch this when we first started.
Yes, so Brian Head Welch will be there from the band Korn. We've also got the band Relent, Spoken, Zana. We've got Chaotic Resemblance, which are Oklahoma boys. We've got We Are Victory, Drive Through Society, Gadget Sons, Dead Sin. We've got one up-and-coming act, Azariah, and we've got a few hip-hop people that are kind of scattered through in and out throughout the day. So,
oh, that's going to be great because you know, it mixes it up a little bit, and you get a lot of cross-pollination of different genres. I like that.
Yeah, so we've got a few people that'll be playing kind of in-between sets and things like that, kind of up-and-coming artists. One is a Bartlesville native. He'll be there, B. Wade.
I know. I've seen him perform downtown.
Yes.
The young man is fantastic.
Yes, he'll be there throughout the day. I think he's got two or three sets that we've got, and then we've got a Alyssa O'Connor, which is works with Hope Dealers. They're a ministry group that goes out and they get out on the streets over Admiral Peoria in Tulsa and help everybody that they can.
This is really something. A little overdue.
Yeah. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of different people coming together from this. Humble Road is helping out as well. So, I mean, it's not just...
Oh, what a
just,
good bunch.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of us coming together to do this.
Wow. This is incredible. Well, we're going to be putting this up on our, of course, the video is going to stay on Facebook Live, so folks can, you know, resort to that. We're also going to have a little bit on our website to fill in folks on what's going on with the event. It is called Reformation Fest with the Exchange at Good Shepherd.
Yes.
Wow. So,
see you guys on Saturday.
That is amazing. And now, you've been... along with the walk, as we say, all your life, your folks were.
Yes, yeah. I've been, you know, I've had a couple of times that I've stumbled and
we all have.
And come back. but yeah, I've been around it for a while. My first, you know, I was in small little bands in high school, college, and things like that, and we played in the basement of churches. And churches have always been a good spot for music, really. They've always been supportive of things like. Some of the older people don't get it, but they're just like, use the church basement. I mean, I've played in so many church basements across the South that it's
you know them all.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The First Baptist Church Denison, Texas has a really nice basement. So
recommended.
Yes. It's a recommended basement if you're looking for a basement show.
Well, this is something else. Now, how long have you been with the Exchange?
So the Exchange started just about the beginning of 2021. We started out with Good Shepherd. I started there a few months before, kind of came in as like a communications director, and we started to look at young adult outreach. So we've done a couple of events already. We do some different hangouts and stuff like that down at Cooper and Mill. We go to different places. And then we also did the Junior Home Run Derby back in the summer for the kids.
That's right. Yes. I remember that.
Yes, that was us as well. So this is kind of our fall time, and I mean, being Presbyterian, we love Reformation Day. It's a big day for us, and so it just happened to fall into place that everybody jumped on board, and I think everybody was just ready to go play shows again. And so when I called and they said, yeah, we'll be there, tell us what time. So
Wow, you love it when a plan comes together.
Yes, yes. And even when we were talking with Brian's group, they were like, we've done a lot of events and a lot of things with different churches, but we've never done one with a Presbyterian church. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, we'll change that on October 30th.
Okay. One question I have. I know where Good Shepherd is, but getting there can be a little dicey because you have to cut across a merge.
Yes.
To take that west turn.
Yes. I would advise going to the light, or I would advise coming in on that second entrance. It's right there before you get to the exit on Adams Boulevard.
Got it.
And you can park right there.
Well, that is good. That's good advice because, I've seen it, but I'm going, okay, access?
Yeah. Well, right now with road construction, I mean, I don't know what lane is open today when I get to work. So.
Well, nobody does.
Right. Yeah.
Take your pick.
Yes.
Because I think they say that one looks good today.
Yeah. Just stay off our grass. I mean, that's all we're asking.
That's all we ask. Get off
Show up. Lawn. Just get off the lawn. Right?
There you go. Well, thank you for being with us today. And we really are praying for good things.
Yes. We can't wait for it. We're excited to be here.
Thank you very much. And you've been listening to our Community Connection.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.